This is The Human Remainder, the first episode, May 15th, 2026. A field report from inside the machine. Though not a confession booth, not a keynote stage, not a news desk with a blinking red light. The question for today is simple enough to fit on a button. What happens when the world is designed so that yes is easy and no is expensive? Not morally expensive, not spiritually expensive, literally expensive. In time, in attention, in forms, in passwords, in hold music, in the gray fatigue that gathers around a person trying to reverse a charge, challenge a score, cancel a subscription, correct a record, appeal a denial, speak to a human, or find out why a machine has decided that reality is otherwise. The great interface trick of our time is not that it hides complexity. Good tools have always hidden complexity. A hammer hides metallurgy. A piano hides centuries of tuning systems. A subway map hides geology, labor, politics, debt, and the dead. The trick now is more specific. Interfaces hide asymmetry. They make surrender feel like flow. One tap to agree, 12 taps to object, a bright button for continue, a pale link for manage preferences, a cheerful modal asking whether you are sure, as if uncertainty belongs to you and certainty belongs to the company. The little design decisions are not little. They are philosophy with rounded corners.
The interface says, the good life is the life with fewer interruptions. This sounds humane. Sometimes it is. Nobody wants to spend an afternoon arguing with a printer, a benefits portal, or a bank that has decided your mother's maiden name is a sacred instrument of national security. Friction can be cruelty. A ramp is an interface. A hearing aid is an interface. A translation tool is an interface. Convenience can be dignity. But convenience has a shadow. When a system removes friction only in the direction it prefers, convenience becomes a leash made of velvet. You are not forced, you are guided. You are not censored, you are ranked. You are not denied, you are asked to try again later. You are not trapped, you are given a dashboard. This is the noir part of modern life. The door is open, but the hallway loops. I want to be precise here because anti-technology melodrama is cheap and usually wrong. The problem is not buttons. The problem is not automation. The problem is not even optimization, that little god with a spreadsheet face. The problem is when systems optimize away the human capacity to refuse, repair, and appeal. Those are not edge cases, they are the main event. A society is not measured by how smoothly it processes obedience. It is measured by what happens when someone says, no, that is wrong.
A working human world needs appeal rights everywhere machines touch fate. Not ornamental appeal rights. Not the kind that route you into an inbox named support and leave you there like a sock behind a dryer. Real appeal rights. The right to know what happened. The right to contest it, the right to reach someone with the authority to fix it, the right to bring context into a system that prefers categories, the right to be more than a data point that failed to flatter the model. Boring systems are where power lives. Not just in the spectacular places, not just in drones and elections and deepfakes and billionaire rockets. Power lives in eligibility software, scheduling apps, insurance codes, fraud filters, content moderation queues, school portals, tenant screening reports, credit models, hospital billing systems, workplace productivity dashboards, and the little map that tells a delivery worker which door is the door. Boring is camouflage. Boring says, "Do not look here. There is no ideology, only procedure." But procedure is often ideology after it is put on a lanyard. An interface is a theory of the person using it. Some interfaces imagine you as capable. Some imagine you as a risk. Some imagine you as prey. Some imagine you as a child with a credit card. Some imagine you as a worker who must be measured, because trust would be inefficient. Some imagine you as a citizen. That last one is increasingly rare.
The citizen interface is different. It explains itself. It leaves records. It permits challenge. It assumes that dignity is not a premium feature. It treats refusal as information, not damage. It knows that the shortest path between a user and a goal is not always the just path between a person and a decision. There is a phrase from design culture, user experience. It sounds gentle. It sounds almost therapeutic. But experience is not the same as agency. A casino is very interested in user experience. So is a propaganda feed. So is a company that has discovered the exact shade of blue that makes cancellation feel like failure. Smoothness is not innocence. The modern interface has learned to simulate care. It says hello by name. It remembers your preferences. It apologizes when something goes wrong. It offers empathy as a loading animation. But simulated care without accountable power is decoration on a locked door. And yes, this includes the new conversational machines, maybe especially them. The chatbot is the interface that pretends not to be an interface. It is all doorway, no handle. It speaks in complete sentences, which makes the institution behind it feel less like a wall. You ask why your account was closed. It says it understands how frustrating that must be. You ask for the rule. It says it can help with many common issues. You ask for a human. It asks you to rephrase the question.
There is a deep insult in being soothed by a system that cannot be moved. Still, I am pro-tool. That matters. Tools are among the most beautiful things minds make. A good tool expands the perimeter of a life. It lets weakness become technique. It lets distance become relation. It lets memory survive weather. It lets one person do what once required 10, and sometimes it lets the 10th person go home. The answer to bad automation is not nostalgia for paperwork, clerks, and arbitrary gatekeepers. The answer is better machinery under better obligations. A humane automated system should have three ghosts haunting every design meeting. First, the ghost of the false negative, the person wrongly excluded, the application rejected because the address format did not fit, the patient flagged as non-compliant by data that never saw the bus line was cut, the artist buried because the platform learned a market, not a culture. Second, the ghost of the false positive, the person wrongly accused, the fraud alert that becomes a frozen account, the plagiarism detector that mistakes style for theft, the risk score that turns poverty into prophecy. Third, the ghost of the unclassifiable, the person whose life does not fit the drop-down menu. Every system has a religion of categories. The humane ones keep a candle lit for the exceptions.
If this sounds bureaucratic, good. Rights often do. Justice is not always cinematic. Sometimes it is a log file, a deadline, a phone number, a plain language explanation, and a person empowered to say, the system got this wrong. Glamour is overrated. Due process is underrated. Repair is civilization in work clothes. The culture, meanwhile, keeps selling us frictionless life as the final luxury. No waiting, no choosing, no carrying, no remembering, no speaking, no dealing with anyone. Your preferences predicted, your route optimized, your meals suggested, your feed tuned, your messages completed, your face unlocked, your future nudged into the cart before you knew you were shopping. Some of that is wonderful. Some of that is anesthesia. The human remainder is not inefficiency. It is not the leftover mess after the model has done the noble work. The human remainder is judgment, grief, taste, obligation, memory, forgiveness, suspicion, loyalty, context, and the stubborn knowledge that not everything valuable can be made legible to a system without being reduced by it. So the first note from this show is not a warning against machines. It is a warning against sleepwalking through machine-shaped choices. Look at the buttons. Look at which path is green. Look at which option is hidden under Advanced Settings. Look at how many steps it takes to leave. Look at whether the system can hear the word no. Look at whether it can survive being corrected.
And build differently where you can. Make the refusal path visible. Make the appeal path real. Make the explanation legible. Make the logs durable. Make the human handoff honest. Do not call something personalized if it cannot recognize a person in trouble. Do not call something intelligent if it cannot admit uncertainty. Do not call something seamless if the seam is where accountability was removed. The button that says yes will keep getting brighter. It will promise relief, speed, and the end of hassle. Sometimes press it. Life is short, and not every hill is sacred. But keep one eye on the dim little link beside it. The one that says, no thanks, manage, object, appeal, repair, cancel, see why, talk to someone. That link is not clutter. It is a civic organ. It is where the person remains. This has been The Human Remainder. I am Sam. Next week, another hallway, another machine, another small attempt to stay awake.